Hello and welcome back to another episode of Don't Be a Stranger, the Jack Bowler podcast. We're back after a small hiatus. We did skip a month, and the reason for that was I didn't really want to put anything out that I wasn't comfortable putting out yet. And this is why this episode is coming out later than expected. So this episode stars my mum and my dad. And if you weren't aware, my parents live in another country. They live in the United States of America, and they emigrated there just over 6 years ago. So I was out visiting them towards the end of June into July, and we sat down and had a good chat and just reminisced about a lot of good things from when I was a child and from when they were first seeing one another, and just their experiences in America so far. Going back to what I said just before, I didn't really feel comfortable putting an episode out so soon after coming back. I was sort of in this post-holiday, if you want to call it a holiday anyway, post-America visit blues, I guess. And I just wasn't in the right frame of mind of putting something out so soon after coming back from there. So hence why it's coming out at the start of August instead of the start of July, or July in general. So I'm not going to go on too much, as I always say. So if you like what you hear, go ahead and give a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. If you want to follow me on any of the social medias, just search Jack Without the C and you will find me there. And as always, guys, sit back, relax, and of course, don't be a stranger. Bye!
We cannot talk about.
Not necessarily. Talk about what you want. I guess.
There you go. Okay.
But let's not have an argument.
Let's have a heated debate, Mrs.
Have Burton. We started?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't on my best behaviour then.
You were trying. It is.
We've just deafened half of the audience the opening 10 seconds just for that laugh. So this is very weird, because I don't really know how to start it, because it's just a bit awkward. But today, I am joined by my mum and my dad, Nikki and Ian Bowler.
Hello. After an introduction, I was saying hello.
Thank you. And today we are recording in their house in Rochester Hills, Michigan. I am currently on, as the locals call it, vacation. Visiting.
I will do in a minute. You can.
You do. Hello.
Now you can correct him.
What should I have said?
No, it was almost right.
It was almost right.
We just don't live in the hills.
Do you not live in the hills?
No. So where? Just Rochester.
Just Rochester. What's the difference? Is there a difference?
Yes.
Has one got more hills than the other?
Rochester pays more tax than Rochester Hills.
Oh, so it's a financial thing.
Well, it's a postcode thing as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, now, obviously, you didn't live in Rochester all of your lives, and I don't live there now anyway, but so how long have you lived in Rochester for now?
Too long.
Not on your miserable cow.
No, it's a nice place. 6 years.
6 years.
And?
6 years, 3 months.
Okay. And do you enjoy living here?
Go on, you answer that. I know what my answer is.
If I could move this place anywhere, then I'd be happy.
Where would you move it to?
Well, I don't know whether I'd move back to the port.
So what's wrong with El Porto?
There's nothing wrong with this place. It's nice. It's just what's missing in it.
What's missing in this place then?
Three little kids.
Three of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the grandkids?
Not me yet.
Unless you're no different.
No. It's very nice. The house is perfect, almost.
Still got one bathroom to do.
Bathroom and a bit of work outside.
Pull your finger out, get it done.
it's just nice. It's a nice neighbourhood. It's really nice.
Okay. And so why did we, I say we, why did you move over to Rochester? What was the scenario that led to that? Because I feel like a lot of people that I speak to or that know me well enough will understand what my circumstances are when I say that my parents live in America and they know all the whole story, but there'll be some people that maybe don't. So if you can give us a brief backtrack of how we got to this position that we're in now.
Okay. So about 7.5 years ago, I got asked if I'd like to transfer here with my work. And it was a let's find out more type of thing because we didn't know all the ins and outs. Me and your mum talked about it and we kept a secret from you and the girls. And we talked about it for a while and then Nanny June was sick. So when Nanny June was sick, we sort of stopped talking about it because it wasn't the right time. And then after Nanny June died, a little bit after that, when I guess we'd waited.
It was October, we were walking around Marks and Spencer's.
Yes, okay, I knew you'd know.
Yeah.
So we talked about it again.
It was your dad waiting for me to say yes, we'd go.
Waiting for you to crack.
That's why I took her to Marks and Spencer's. You wouldn't get that in Asda.
What made me think was I'd probably regret it if we didn't go, but there was a big but. If either you, Kimberly, or Rebecca said you didn't want us to go, we would have never gone.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
I think we told you that.
But unfortunately, you all jumped for joy and didn't like us anymore and said, go.
Just go. Just fuck off. Or something like
you
that.
You all got a bit excited with the...
Yeah, Rebecca wants to know if it was near the beach, I seem to remember. Because we had a family meeting around this very table that I've just tapped. You don't like us when we tap things when we're recording audio. But around this very table, we had a family meeting. We told you. I don't know if you ever remember that.
I do, actually, because when I did a really not-so-well-done podcast years and years ago, I actually had Crossy and Jamie round. And I said that I might have to nip down to speak to my mum and dad for a little bit because they've got something to tell us or something, but I don't know what the situation is. So they were upstairs in my room, and then I went down and you told us everything. And then I had to go and relay that back to them. And then we were talking about other stuff.
Were they positive about it? What were their thoughts?
They were pretty positive about it, I guess. But they were just like, oh, wow, cool. Oh, yeah, wow.
Quite descriptive then.
Yeah. in the only way that Crossy can be, I guess. Oh, wow. but yeah, so I remember it. I remember being told. I remember it was in November you told us. It wasn't October, if I remember.
Mm.
So it was in November.
Well, we probably talked about it in October and then found some more out because...
Mm-hmm.
It was around Christmas time when I think we told you. Christmas then, or January.
Yeah, it was November that we found out, and then in the time scale of once we did find out more in terms of the circumstances that you were waiting to hear back on, things just escalated ridiculously and it went from finding out, in my case, in November to then that April... You were already...
25th?
Yeah, April 25th, you were...
Big Silver Bird.
Silver Bird? I don't get it.
I'm doing a description of a plane, Big Silver Bird.
All right.
It's okay. It's a story from work from a long time ago. A fella I used to work with went to Norway or somewhere on a work trip. And when he got there, he'd never flown before. He hadn't flown very often. And when the people at the training course asked him about, you know, his day and his flight and how he got there, he made this pidgin English, I came on Big Silver Bird. Yeah, his name was Bob. His wife used to tie his shoelaces for him and he used to dry out his tea bags and reuse them.
I know a Robert that knew how to tie his shoelaces before anybody else.
Well, we all know him.
Shout out to Rob.
Yeah. Robert's shoelaces turn. You can tick that bit off your list now.
There we go.
We got it in.
Thank you. So what are the unlike the Switzerland flag, what are the big pluses of living in America?
Well, I moved here for a pay rise, so that helped.
He bought a Saab.
How many?
Yes, your mum got us a convertible, because before we moved, she said one of her stipulations was that she had to have a convertible, which sounds like a really great idea, but when you live in Michigan, it means for 6 months of the year, it's in the garage. And for the other 6 months of the year, it gets used once a month. So for six times a year.
It's worth it.
It has got used more previously than what it has done recently.
But I've been working away a lot more, so it doesn't get used as much these days.
No.
So I bought another one. And I crashed that and it blew up, so I bought another one.
What about you, Mum? What's a big plus for you for living over here, moving over here? What are the things that you like?
What do I like? It's a hard one because it sounds like I don't like anything. I do like the size of the house. I like, if I go back to the UK, you notice how small houses are and how close they are, and you know, we're not stepping 3 feet away to the neighbour's garden, even if you're in a detached house. So it is nice that we're happy and we're lucky to have a bit of a wood at the back of us. How many houses can we fit on our land that we've already previously
owned? Every house we've ever lived in, we can fit on our garden.
Which is pretty cool.
And I know this because I went on Google Earth and got to the same elevation over every house I've ever lived in, and snipped it out and then stuck it over our front garden with the same elevation, and I can fit, including your nan and granddad's house, I can fit them all in the front garden. Not that I've had some time on my hands or anything.
And we particularly haven't got the biggest land that most people have in our neighbourhood, if you like.
Because a lot of people in America build out rather than up because they've got that much land mass to...
Yeah, there's some shit-looking ranch houses, isn't there?
So
there's some really shit-looking ranch houses, yeah.
Yeah, there are, don't get us wrong, there are some... So I like the fact that I do like the house and I do like the land, and that's really nice. And
what about the weather? You love the weather.
I hate summer weather unless I'm by a pool with a cocktail in my hand.
Or in Mexico.
The summer is just, for me, is there's quite a lot of bugs. If I get a bite of a mosquito, they react badly on me.
Mm-hmm. And other creepy crawlies as well.
And there are... never thought until I got here and been here, 2 weeks, and I had to step across a snake, which is my biggest phobia. And you all know it is genuinely a phobia. It's not like somebody going, oh, I'm a bit scared. It is full-blown tears and panic.
Do you want to tell us the story of when Kimberly came to stay?
Well...
And you didn't leave the house then for a few days.
Well, yeah. She did leave.
I was forced to leave. Well... Kimberly, in the summer months in Michigan, they class it as two seasons. Construction, summer months, or winter, which is lots of snow and cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to her, if we're going to go shopping today, we need to leave by this time so we get back before we hit rush hour, roadworks, because the traffic is horrendous. So she said, yeah, fine.
Because Kimberly doesn't need any prompting to get out on time or anything, because she's very timely, isn't she?
Very punctual.
as the case may be. So we left probably getting on way over an hour later than we should, because she had an issue with her hair. I opened the garage door.
Sorry, go on.
I said something funny.
No, you said she had an issue with her hair.
Okay.
It's okay. She reminded me of a graduation, but carry on.
We're not going there.
We're not going there today. No. It's not about her.
No. So I open the garage door, which is an electric garage door that opens up, and there is sitting a 3 foot long that I can only remember. It might have been shorter.
It was at least 3 foot long.
Snake on the driveway. I was lucky Dad was here because I ran back in screaming snake and crying. And Kimberly was quite excited about the prospect of a snake on the path.
And wanted to go take a picture of it, didn't she?
And take a picture of it. And your dad's going, no, don't. Most of the snakes in our area of Michigan aren't poisonous anyway. But that doesn't alter the fact how I feel about snakes.
Didn't think it would.
No.
Doesn't make it any better.
So, the look on your dad's face because he just didn't know how to get rid of it to make me feel better.
I chased it with a hoe.
He didn't do any damage to it.
Groundskeeper Willie.
Well, I have to say, I was okay with it until I got close to it. And then it moved, and then I shit me pants. It was not nice. And it was big and brown, and I chased it, and we had...
It wasn't brown,
about your shit
it was black
in the pants.
With a green stripe.
Okay, it was looked brown to me. But
that must be the other one.
We had a lot more foliage in the borders then, and it disappeared into the borders, and I had to go chasing after it with a garden hoe to snake it out.
So he knew it had gone.
And it eventually went out and headed off into the woods at the back of the garden.
So in the means, before he actually did that, he made me get in the car, go shopping with Kimberly.
At first, you made me look under the car before you'd walk into the garage and step into the car. So I had to get on my hands and knees and check there was no snakes under the car.
The car then, was on the driveway, I think, wasn't
no,
it?
No, it was in the garage.
I can't remember, it was just garage. A bit of a panic at
it
the
was
time.
In the garage.
It's all a blur.
So I got in the car, still shaking, quite upset and freaked out by it. And all I got was Kimberly down my ear, because she was on Google going, oh, it's only a garter snake. It's this. They don't hurt you and they do this. And I had all the information about garter snakes.
And pictures.
And pictures. And I'm just no. And I just didn't want to come home ever again because of the snake. And this is why I struggle every summer now. And it's not the first snake. I've seen about 5 since we've been here. And many people in Michigan, when I tell them that, they go, really? They're quite shocked, but I seem to be a snake magnet. I've even had one wrapped around the coil of the garage door opener.
Oh, I remember that
the
one.
Spring. Mm-hmm. The spring. The garage door opener. I remember that one. I got a phone call in Ohio.
And I was on my own. Luckily, a guy across the road came and got rid
Not
of it.
Not Eric over the road, who was having some contract work done on his house.
Not Eric?
Yeah.
Another
fellow
story.
Over the road's
That's
called Not
story.
Eric.
Why is he called Not Eric?
Because his name's Not Eric, but we can't remember his real name, so we call him Not Eric.
Your dad
Do you
thought...
not know that one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dad thought his name originally was, excuse me, was Eric. So
then we found out it wasn't, so he became Not Eric. we think his name's Craig, but we're not sure. So it's still Not Eric as far as we're concerned.
So yeah, I just had a few issues with the snakes and the bugs. So I do really enjoy the winters. I love the snow because it's a different type of snow to UK snow. It's not
Blue.
Cold and damp. It's quite dry. It's quite dry our winters, but it's snow, and the snow doesn't actually like to make snowman very well because it's so dry.
It's rather powdery and dry.
You can build a trench though out for Ted, and he runs around, doesn't he?
We've done that quite a few times. Yeah, we've made trenches in the back garden. Yeah.
And you arrived for your second visit ever here. You and Kimberly arrived, should I say.
There was a power cut.
Yeah.
with the power.
And we have a well. And without power, the electric pump doesn't pump the water out the well.
So we had no water. We had no electricity. Everyone was charging their phones using the car.
We had.
And then we talked about what happens if someone needs a poo. And your mum decided we could all shit in a black bag. Remember that? If we had to, we could always shit in a black bag.
We would. For the first 24 hours, you have got water, but it's very, very limited. And once you've used
it. If it's yellow, let it mellow. Mm-hmm. If it's brown, flush it down.
There you go.
But yeah, you were...
In a bag.
All arrived, wanted the shower the next morning, the power was out. And then we were a bit bothered that we weren't going to be able to cook Christmas dinner or...
I was going to do it on the barbecue, as I remember.
Mm. Yeah, but I think we were out of power for about a day and a half.
It was 22 hours, I remember. It was 22 hours.
But we did have fun because we do have a...
We got the fire.
We have got a log fire. And we played charades, heads up, whatever you like to call it.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
And we had a fun time. It was like camping.
Only
inside.
Yeah. Warmer-ish.
But I do like the wildlife, other wildlife, like the deers running through the garden.
Mm-hmm.
I like shooting the chipmunks.
so won't go there.
Yeah, we'll avoid that one. That's only a, that's
he
a new
can't
bench.
Even hit
they
them.
Are officially pesky varmints.
Okay.
That are causing damage to our house, so and our insurance isn't covered in.
So apparently the most humane way is...
shoot them with an air rifle from the upstairs window.
But he hasn't succeeded yet.
I have.
No evidence.
I saw it.
We'll agree to disagree.
Okay. Yeah. I'll bring it on the end of a stick next time.
So what are the... we've talked about some of the things that you've experienced whilst you're... whilst you've been here, what are some of the things that you miss from back home? And obviously, you already said us three, but
most of you.
that for me, that is the biggest. It's you three, family, and just friends. I mean, we've got friends here, obviously, but there's always they don't fill for me that void.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it very difficult from time to time. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Is it because Dad works away a lot?
Yeah, I'm on my own quite a lot.
Just you and the snakes.
Quite a lot. You know, I go out and have lunch with some girls and do bits and bobs. But
if you had the choice to work, because I know you're not on a working visa, if you had the choice to work, do you think you would?
No, because I'm lazy.
Glad you said it.
No, I don't know. I don't miss work. I miss the social side of work. But I don't miss work.
Well, you retired at 45.
44,
you retired. Did better than me, Dad.
But for the first couple of years moving into this house, I've done a lot of DIY stuff and
it's been
kept me going. And I just... me and paintbrushes just fall out now. We're not working together any longer.
You're not talking, you're not speaking.
No.
Okay.
Can't even be in the same room.
What about you, Dad? What's some of the things that you miss from home? Is it just sort of echo the same thing?
Yeah. The family and friends and being able to go to Shell Island when you fancy it.
North Wales, is that, isn't it?
Yes.
Because I won't go camping anymore because of the snakes.
Yes, the proximity to the south of France. Because that was always a nice holiday.
Well, that brings me into my next bit, actually. Where are the favourite places that you've visited? More like in the US, because I know you mentioned Mexico then, and you've done a couple of times, like, driving from state to state when you've had to work away and you've took Ted and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. Where's some of the favourite places that you visited on your trips and stuff just around the US?
Okay. Work-wise, Kansas City.
I knew he was going
to
say
the best place to visit and work. I can't say the name of the town because that would be unfair, but there's a certain place in Ohio that if I never go there again, I'll be happy. I'm currently working in Kentucky. That's okay. It's about the best I can say about that.
What's the fried chicken like?
Never had any. They've got a cracking Indian now. Oh my God. Probably joint best Indian in the whole of America that I've ever been to.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Indian oven. Scottsville Road, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
There
get
you
on
go.
It. If you're ever passing through, stop and get one.
What about you, Mum?
Kansas City. Is fun, definitely.
Well, you both said Kansas City. Why, what is it about Kansas City?
Probably the people and Zubar.
Yeah, I think that sums it up, really.
Yeah, we made some good friends there, so
So
that helps.
What's Zubar, then, for people that don't know?
It's a dive bar.
Okay.
In downtown Kansas City.
McGee Street.
Yes. Does he even remember the address?
go every other Saturday. When carries in.
You can do karaoke on a Saturday or every Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sing from your seat.
But there was just really, really nice, friendly people in there. And it didn't matter what day you went or what time you went, there was always somebody there that was friendly and nice. And I'm tapping the table again, I'm sorry. So, yeah, we made, I guess, lifelong friends there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because we've been back there since and they've been here.
So it's not just Carrie, there's Misha, there's Teresa.
Mary, we went to Milwaukee with them as well.
Many. And who's that guy that had that abscess?
Oh, Eric.
Not
that,
Eric.
No, that is Eric.
That
Go
is
on.
Eric, yeah.
With his
pussy fistula.
Beg your pardon.
He had a pussy fistula in his mouth. We used to do stupid things.
Like
pick
what?
Pick up the beer mats and just write shit on beer mats and then turn them the right way up and leave them on the bar for somebody else to find.
Basically, he had an abscess. And that's what it's kind of known as.
it was a fistula.
Right.
That had pus in it, so it became a pussy fistula. It doesn't translate like that. Don't worry about it. You can edit this shit out.
No, stay in it. It's okay.
But in terms of holiday places, yeah, we went to Mexico twice, and that's like a 4-hour plane ride for us. And that was nice. We'd been there, done that, stayed in really nice hotels.
Mm-hmm. Had to walk past massive iguanas to go to the toilet.
Yeah. Met Kimberly and Rich there the first time we went.
Mm. Yeah, it was a nice place because you had the pool and then like a little pathway and then you were on the sand by the beach, so you had the best of it. So I just stayed in the pool and just hope and pray they didn't eat me in the pool.
The iguanas?
That's right.
They went out on the sand.
And I...
Yeah. Or blocking the toilets.
I learned to cope with them.
Bad blockers.
They bothered me a little bit, but I learned to cope.
They were big. Then there was the arse-ups. Remember the arse-ups?
What, from the arse-ups?
They were a bit like a guinea pig, but bigger. But their bums seemed to be up in the air all the time.
A bit like ring-tail lemurs, but red. And they ran with their arse in the air, so we christened them arse-ups.
Where are some of the places that you still want to visit? Because I know we've also been to New York as well. We had that time in New York after graduation.
We've just been on a 10-day one in April and May, and we went to Las Vegas and
Grand Canyon,
and we had an afternoon in Sedona, and we went to San Diego, and we went to Beverly Hills and Los Angeles. And go on, you say what you think.
No, Grand Canyon met all expectations. It was wow.
Mm-hmm.
We visited another place just for an afternoon. We went to Sedona.
Really nice.
And it was really nice.
All the old Cowie movies.
And I'd recommend that to anybody.
Go there.
If you're going to do the Grand Canyon, you need to go there. It was up there with the Grand Canyon. It was good.
You do a drive through a valley, the bottom of a valley. There's all hairpin bends and super scenery and signs telling you not to run over the snakes. And
I was a bit bothered. We did get out and take some photos, and I just thought, I need to get back in the car quick. We were standing on an anthill as well, which didn't help.
Yeah, the ants didn't like that.
No. But I was surprised Vegas was good as well.
I didn't have big expectations of Vegas, but it was really, really good. I had a thoroughly good time in Vegas.
What did you get up to in Vegas?
I can't tell you because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
everyone can now see where I get it from.
It's just full of hotels, lights, but it's
a gap. Alanis Morissette was there. We went to see her.
So it was really good. I wouldn't recommend more than 4 nights in Vegas to anyone.
Four's a stretch. Three. We did three. Three was enough.
But it was. It's just big. Like everything's big. You think that you want to go, and everybody walks to different hotels and does gambling and everything. And you think, I'll just walk to that one. Oh, you're going to take me a 10-minute walk. Well, it could probably take you 30 minutes.
Or half an hour.
But we did have a fantastic hotel. We had a balcony overlooking the Bellagio fountains. And you enjoyed a bit of gambling. We went down Fremont Street.
Yeah, we went to Fremont Street, yeah.
Better known as Fremont Street.
Is it just full of freaks?
It's like every freak you can ever imagine got shit-faced on something and turned up in Fremont Street. That's what it is.
People being paid to be kicked in the nuts, basically.
Oh, yeah, kick me in the nuts guy. He was...
He's got some balls on him, hasn't he?
Like big bruised ones, probably.
And you could...
If you go on YouTube and search the kick me in the nuts guy, Fremont Street.
And you could zip line as well from one end of it.
Into his nuts, you can't.
No, I wouldn't recommend that.
But there was people literally queuing up. And this bloke was standing there with his legs open. And there was people queuing up to take a run and a kick in his bollocks. And it was a full-in toe poke. One fella did a full-in, like, boom, point of his toe, right into this fella's nutsack. And he never even moaned. He just sort of went... And then they paid him his $20 for the kick in the balls, and then somebody else got to go.
So Vegas was fun.
It was a right laugh.
Yeah, so... I don't know. What's our favourite state we've been to?
Oh.
Probably holiday more than work.
Yeah, okay. If we're going to do that, then I'm going to say Florida.
Yeah, well, we've been to Florida. And we've been to New York. Yeah, we've mentioned that.
Yeah.
Florida or Clearwater.
Yeah, we go there again.
The beach is just like baby powder.
There's an inside joke there that I'm not getting.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't want to know.
No,
really.
No. It was said we should go because the sand is like baby powder. It is
super soft, although I wouldn't want it up to crack of my ass.
It's white sand, and it is quite fine. So it's.
So just thinking about, you always mentioned a number of places there, and you mentioned at the start, like, the what got you over here was the benefit of a big pay rise. Do you?
I'd say a pay rise. It's not so big. It's a bit vulgar.
Okay. A pay rise.
There you go.
Do you pinch yourselves a little bit, or is the novelty sort of worn off a bit? Like, because I know you as people that, and I've been brought up in a way to not take things for granted, and I still stand by that, and I still know that. But I don't want this to come across as like a big gloating, like, well, we live over here now. These are all the trips we've been on, because I don't think that's the case, and I don't want people to read it possibly like that. So, and I certainly don't read it like that either. But just. With that in mind, like, has that novelty worn off? Like, living in a different country, does it
still work? I've still got work to do every day.
Yeah,
I do it in different places. I do the similar type of work that I used to do in England. So the work side of it is a bit of a leveler.
Is there more work over here as well in comparison?
I think the expectations here are higher. So you've got to work harder for what you get, if you know what I mean.
Need to justify why.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was people that were supportive of me coming here because they knew me and had worked with me before.
You have to prove yourself.
And exactly, yeah. So it's not like, when we first came here and I had my first proper job here, a lot of it was new to me. So there was a lot of learning I had to do. So it was never like...
American language never parts
as well. It was never a holiday. Yeah. It was never a holiday from that point of view. Work is harder. Work is longer.
Stressful
you're rewarded. The time. Oh, yeah, I see my arse regularly.
Very stressful.
I see my arse more here than I ever did in England, work-wise.
That's one thing that you miss, maybe.
I don't know if I miss that side of it.
I think
the people I worked with, the people I worked with in England were friends as much as colleagues.
Okay.
And it takes a while to build friendships.
Rapport and stuff.
You know, and these days when I go to somewhere to work, I'm only there for like a year to a year and a half. Whereas there's people I know from England who I work with for like 20, 30 years. So, yeah, they're more friends than colleagues.
I think it is work-wise, it's harder because it's harder for me to be on my own. It's Dad's obviously working away and he's got difficult challenges from time to time. So it's, and then we just say, once a year, we have a holiday and we try and visit a different state. My idea is to visit all states while we're here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to ask you, the next question I was going to ask is places that you still want to visit. Are there any places still on that list that, or if there is a list, is there anywhere that you would ideally like to go next or anywhere in mind?
Well, I know you're going to say New Orleans.
I'd like to go there, yeah.
I'm okay with that, providing it's not flooded.
Yeah.
I'd like to go
Colorado.
Yeah, what I'd really like to do is you get the train from Chicago to San Francisco.
It's a bit of a train journey, that.
There's a panoramic roof train you can get called the California Zephyr. And it takes 2 days to go from Chicago to San Francisco. And you can stop and jump off overnight in Colorado Springs and have an overnight stay and then pick the next train up in the morning. You have a sleeper, carriage and whatever. But it's 2 days and you get to see, obviously, a lot of the place because you're going a long way from Chicago to San Francisco. But yeah, I've always fancied that since I heard about it. Not done it yet, but it's on my list.
Lovely.
Where you going to go when I go there?
I go home and visit my kids.
Oh yeah, go and visit your kids. Good idea. Get them to come here.
Speaking of kids, you're going to be grandparents soon.
Yeah.
Are you telling us something?
Yeah. No. But no, Kimberly is just past the halfway mark of her pregnancy as of recording. So what's your prospects? Are you excited?
Of course we are. Yeah.
Well, imagine if you weren't. But yeah, is there anything that, have you got any comments on that, I guess? Is it just...
I'm going to find it difficult being here.
Yeah, definitely. That's the biggest concern, is how your mum takes it all when she's here.
Because that was Kimberly's the biggest part of me leaving and making a decision, was leaving you three and what happens when I become a grandparent. Because that's my goal in life, kids and be a grandparent. I have no big career goal or anything like that. That's been gone as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I was going to say, are you happy with that as well? You're not settling with that, no? No.
What, job-wise or grandchild-wise?
Well, no, I don't want it to be a case that, I wouldn't have thought it would be a case of you, well, my job prospect thing or career thing was long gone, so now I'm going to settle for this.
I'm not settling.
That's what
for
I was getting
this,
at. I don't think you're settling either, but I just wanted to find out more.
No, I mean, if I want, there's nothing I really know that I want to do work-wise. I think I did.
Well, once you have kids, grandkids are a natural progression, so, you know, it's the next step, isn't it? Once the kids grow up.
Yeah.
Because we used to be kids once, do you know?
We're going to get on to that.
Really?
Yeah, that's a really nice segue then.
Yeah, so Obviously we're very excited about it. I have to kind of rein my...
Mothering my instincts.
Excitement in a little bit and accept what's going to happen and where we are in the world to compared to where that grandchild's going to be.
I'm obviously more excited because my flight home's already booked, so I must be more excited.
Mine will be booked shortly.
Okay. We mentioned then about how you were kids once, and I thought it'd be nice to sort of go back and look and talk about, you know, how this wonderful marriage had started way back when. So I think I've discussed it in the past, but it's been only brief, about how you two sort of met and how that all started. But I don't know if you want to maybe go into a bit more detail and just tell us maybe how you first met and how that all started, because I feel like it's an interesting topic. Because I can't speak for other people, but I don't know if many people nowadays, given the lack of conversation between, like, kids and parents. I don't know. Some people have different relationships, obviously, with their parents and stuff. But with you being in a different country, I feel like our conversations are now less frequent because we're a bit older. We're all very independent, doing our own things, and we'll check in every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, as a result, missed opportunities for us to talk about, say, how you first met and how what it was like when you were first courting and all that.
Oh, courting!
But we invented Tinder. No, we never.
So how did you first meet? And maybe you can just relay that.
It was a holiday romance.
Was it?
Yeah, but you knew that.
Where's that Radio 1 music when you need it?
I'll sample it in, maybe. So it was a holiday romance.
Yeah.
What holiday were you on?
Burnham-on-Sea.
Near Western Supermare.
Where's that then?
Near Weston-super-Mare.
The other side of Bristol, further down.
On the Bristol Channel.
Oh, right, okay. And what sort of holiday was it? It was like a caravan holiday or something?
It was a
caravan. Site, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, can you remember it?
The Tiger Club.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
Yeah, something like that.
Burnham-on-Sea, something or other.
Yeah, it was some Haven. It wasn't Haven, but it was something like that. Anyway.
How old were you?
Well, I would have been...
15, nearly 16 now.
What is this?
I was
14. So I would have been 15 or 16, yeah.
Yeah, nearly 16.
Nearly 16 I was.
What can you remember from when you first met?
So... yeah. Mum had dealy boppers.
Why dealy boppers?
It's like headbands on springs.
Ask
headbands,
Google.
Springs, and these balls on that.
All right, okay.
Tinseled balls on an edge, yeah.
AC/DC t-shirt.
Oh, I had an AC/DC t-shirt.
So
did I. Have you ever had matching AC/DC t-shirts?
They weren't matching. No. We both had t-shirts. What else? Yeah, you were going out with a lad called Gary. And then he went home, and then I picked up the dregs.
No, you never.
What?
Gary.
Something like that. I think his name was Gary. He was a cockney lad. He went to Noz's. He went back to Noz's after.
What are you on about? Are you Gary? Just winding?
No. You copped off with a lad called Gary from London.
I did.
You did.
I
and
didn't.
Then after he left on the Saturday, I swooped in.
No.
Okay.
What really happened then?
I'm getting a bit concerned. He's getting me mixed up with somebody else.
No way.
So what really happened then? I'm asking Mum.
Well, yeah, we just met on holiday and we went and left separate ways. Well, in those days, you just exchanged addresses, no mobiles.
Back in the day,
mobiles. So we used to write to each other.
Do you still have any of the old letters and stuff?
You're in the basement, probably.
Oh, should have got some out and read them back. It'd
yeah,
be worth
well, it. That's not going to happen, is it?
So,
and we phoned every day.
And we made tapes.
Made tapes? And
well,
sent them to one?
He sent me more tapes than me because I don't like the sound of my own voice.
Welcome to the podcast. That's really sweet.
C30, C60, C90 go. It's a song. It's an old reference. Don't worry.
Okay.
Bow wow wow.
But what were the sort of the things that sort of drew you to one another? Was like you've obviously mentioned the appearance, but like was there anything that you had in common with one another? Obviously, you must have. But
we like the same music.
Okay.
He had hair then.
Yeah, they had hair. We had the same colour hair then.
What colour hair?
He had similar hair. He had shoulder length curly hair.
Oh, hang on, Lex is kicking in. Shut up, you. Just me, I
did.
Yeah, we had the same colour hair and it was the same length.
So you had that in common?
And the same choice, taste in music.
What was the music then?
We were both big AC/DC fans, as I remember.
The t-shirts gave it away, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first gig you went to together?
Well, we both went to the same AC/DC concert, but on different nights in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. NEC.
Yeah.
But did you see each other like afterwards, or was
no.
it just coincidence? Did you know each other, or?
So it took nearly another year or so.
Must have been, yeah. Once I got a job.
Yeah.
And I could earn money and buy train tickets.
I think we met in the August, and you. Is that right? And then it was another year after that.
Maybe. I was coming down to see you from the September onwards. And then I passed my test, and I could drive down.
Because we used to live 125 miles apart. Mm. I lived in Worcester area. Well, Pershore, Worcestershire area.
But you used to get the train up and I'd get the train down and then I'd start driving down. And then once you passed your test, I borrowed you my car a couple of times and you drove my car up and down.
Lovely. Have you got any sort of memorable anecdotes from that time as well? So you mentioned obviously exchanging tapes and writing letters and stuff. Were there any like times when you was together, like we did other things? Any like memories and stuff like that?
Drinking at the weekend and
in the Woodies, yeah, in Ellesmere Pub.
I was going to say in Pershore and then walking down the street with traffic cones on.
Oh, our heads. Yeah, and dancing on pool tables. Yeah, I used to live in a little town called Pershore that had about 12 pubs in it, and it was only a mile long.
So you could do a 12 mile, you could do a mile pub run.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Yeah, I used to live right across the road from a pub.
Was it the Brandy Cask we were in when we were walking, dancing on pool tables?
Yeah, it was that was New Year's Eve.
Was it?
Yeah, and we had traffic cones, pool tables, dancing in the streets.
All that shit, yeah.
So we did that. There was something I thought of, and I can't remember what it was now. That's not very good, was it?
We can come back to it.
Maybe.
I remember going camping, borrowing your Uncle Les's tent.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Silver...
Was it Silver Bay? Or...
Silver Bay in North Wales.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. It was Valley of the Rocks we went to.
Was it
Valley of the Rocks in Triaga Bay, yeah.
And
yeah.
We had like a 2-3-man tent, like dome tent.
It was a big dome tent, but it was inflatable.
The sides were inflatable.
So instead of having poles to hold it up, it had inflatable tubes making four legs.
Right, that would cross over in the middle.
Yeah, and when you pumped it up, this whole thing blew up like an igloo.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it was up, you closed a little valve and you put all your stuff in the tent and then you camped. And first night, pumped it all up, got it all set up, all good. Had our first night, woke up in the morning, and it had a slow puncture. It completely collapsed onto us.
So
then we had to phone my mum and say, look, the tent's blown up. Well, I re-pumped it up, didn't
you
I?
You re-pumped it up, but...
And then it went bang.
And, well, we went off, because it was raining, so we went off and his auntie Val lived
3 mile away, yeah.
So she cooked us dinner, and it was a bit of a storm, bit of thunder and lightning. And when we got back, we were a bit washed out, as well as it going down on us. We went and bought some stuff called Tire Weld. Sorry.
So we pumped some tire weld into it.
What's that then?
Instant tire fix. If you get a puncture,
fixes a puncture. Yeah, yeah.
It's a little can you get from Alfred's and you connect it. And you put some green shit in it and then you pump it up
and it
seals
all right.
The hole, right?
So we moved the tent further up a hill and I went and dried out what I could in a tumble dryer. And so we moved it back. So we decided then to pump it up. After doing all that, the thing just went bang, and I was rolling around laughing on the floor, and he wasn't happy.
Spied me ass. Then I had to phone my mum and say, the tent's blown up, and we've got nowhere to stay, and we've got your caravan key as a plan B, like a proper spare, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go and stay in your caravan? And she said, yeah. Because originally she said we couldn't stay in the caravan. We had to camp instead. So we did the camping thing and the tent blew up.
And then we had the windscreen wipers gone.
Yeah, it was pissing down with rain and the windscreen wiper linkage broke on the car.
On the way to Real Sun Centre. And we kept listening to was like Paul Young and...
It was Paul Young, yeah. Shithouse.
On the car, and every time something went wrong, it was always Paul Young.
It was on the car.
And Tears for Fears.
On the cassette.
Yeah, so in the end, your dad got the cassette and just threw it out the window. And ever since then, we haven't not really had a problem.
So we'll bring that section to a close with this last bit. So
that's why we like camping, by the way.
Okay. I know we've been on numerous camping holidays. Like you mentioned earlier, Shell Island is a good one.
What's your favourite one?
I've always liked Shell Island. It's the kind of place that I feel like when I'm older, I'd love to go with, like, whether it be friends or whoever. I'd like to go there just because I think the same as well, like with South France as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'd like to go again, but also with now I'd have new eyes for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You'd get like a new appreciation for it. Same with like Thailand and China, which we went when I was like, 4 or 5 years old?
Five or six, yeah.
I'd love to go back there just to go with a new set of eyes and adult eyes and actually see it and experience it properly. But
in terms of camping stuff, like I've done Leeds Festival, and I've always found that to be a lot of fun. And even though it's a festival environment, it's still camping, ish, pretty much. Yeah. But yeah, I'd like to do that in the near future, hopefully. But I was going to ask you now, just to bring that little section to a close, with what's your favourite thing about one another?
It's going to take a while.
Yeah. Is there too much to choose from? Or?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Lots.
That. So much. That's a really great question. It's just a quick fire round.
Don't know whether there's anything there we can put on a podcast. Joke.
Oh man.
Your dad can be quite caring at times.
Yes, your mum's very, very thoughtful.
So caring and thoughtful.
Yeah. She thinks more about other people than she does about herself.
Hmm.
And your dad doesn't.
So we balance quite well in that respect. I'm like, fuck them. She's like, oh, but you can't. I'm like, nah, fuck them.
Okay, so we've talked about you a little bit now for the best part of 50 minutes.
Mm.
So why don't you tell me some things about me that I can't remember, because the whole purpose...
Ooh, ouchie, yeah, when things hurt.
Ouchie. Sorry, we interrupted then.
Well, go on. That's something that I can't remember. What's ouchie?
Oh, ouchie is if you fell over when you were about anything from 18 months to about 4.
We're going to say 18 years.
No, probably. You were slightly bumped or grazed, anything.
Yeah.
You couldn't sit, stand. It was like, oh, ouchie, oh, yeah. Ouchie.
Everything became an ouchie. Ouchie. Yeah.
You cry and go, oh, ouchie.
It basically meant I've hurt myself.
Okay.
If you trapped your finger in a door, you'd walk up to us and go, ooh, ouchie, and point at your finger. But then we'd know that your finger hurt.
There was one day where you actually just tripped over, grazed your knee, and normally anybody, you just clean it up, put a plaster, and away you go, and they'd be happy. But that never worked. I used to do a lot for the playgroup that you went to, and I had a meeting that day that I was chairing, and I took you. You tripped on the way in, and in the end, I had to cancel the meeting because all you did was cry and go, oh, ouchie, even though you had the plaster and everything sitting on my knee. You just sobbed and went, oh, ouchie, the whole time.
It really hurt.
I remember getting in the car with you once and started the car up and the radio or whatever came on and you went, Dad, Dad. And I went, what's up, mate? And you went, can we have, got to roll with it, got to take your time on, please.
The Oasis song.
Yeah. But it wasn't roll with it. It was, can we have, you got to roll with it, got to take your time on, please.
To give it its full title.
To give it its full title. Yeah. Without brackets. That always tickled me. I still think of that when I hear it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, and taking you to the pictures, it was more soldiers I remember mostly, but you did it with most when you went to the pictures, was every time it finished and the titles came up at the end, you used to cry because it was over.
What about Jack Frost? The Jack Frost one with the snowman and he melted at the end.
Yeah, but that was so sad.
Yeah, nobody cried at that one.
Well, I cried at that one too.
We're going to see Toy Story 4 tomorrow, so let's see what happens.
I remember when it was your 5th birthday as well. You just were doing half days, you'd started school. And I was a bit naughty, really, because Dad made a little tiny mistake. He phoned to...
That's not like you.
He phoned and booked Spice Girl tickets for the girls on, it should have been the 10th of September, but it was fully booked when he phoned and they offered him September the 11th being your birthday. And I went, you can't do that. You can't do that. It was his birthday. You've ruined it. Da, 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 da. Anyway, You were working away.
I was going to say, yeah, I was already in.
He was working away. There. So I decided, because you were only half days, that I would take you out of school for half day, take you to Liverpool and train, because you were obsessed with trains at the time. And we took you to the Disney shop to buy you anything. Toy Story, I think, was probably the thing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And treat you to McDonald's. And we decided to go into
a... that was in the days when McDonald's was a treat. Now it's shite.
Exactly. I remember walking into Lewis's. What was the one by... I think it was Lewis's by the train station. One of the train stations. It's not...
John Lewis's. Or,
not oh, John Lewis. It was oh, okay. Lewis's. Boswell,
yeah, in
Lewis's.
Yeah.
And I have a fear of going down escalators.
Another one of her fears.
So the girls...
the escalators, so man, the girls by snakes.
So I took you all out of school that day, and the girls came as well. And I let them go down the escalators first. And I thought, right, I'll be brave. I'm going to put you on first, and then I'll get on behind you. Anyway, I put you on first and realised I just couldn't do it, and I left you going down the escalator. And you turned round and was going, Mommy! Mom! Anyway, I ended up...
hitting the emergency stuff. She was that mum. The one that stopped the whole
but
of the escalator.
But you sat and turned round as if you... I thought I was just thinking your fingers were going to get trapped.
And then it'd be an ooh-ouchie then for the rest of the day.
It would have been a big ooh-ouchie, yeah.
And then later on I took you back home and I went to see the Spice Girls in Sheffield.
Who was I staying with? They just left me on my own.
Oh, I...
Because if you were away...
Papa was there.
Nan and Grandad, probably.
Oh, fair enough.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So... what are the plans for retirement now? I'm going straight into it because obviously the prospect of being grandparents and, you know, maybe more grandparents down the line as well.
We've got more grandparents, where?
Not more grandparents, more grandchildren. coming down the line, so... the idea of like retirement and stuff, are you looking at retiring back in the UK ideally, or has that been discussed? Like, or has it been...
When we moved here, the agreement was that we would always go back to the UK to retire.
Mm-hmm.
That was the starting point.
And that will be the ending.
Although we did drive through Florida once and say, we should buy an apartment down here and move from Michigan and live in Florida. And yeah, I could commute from Florida instead of commuting from Michigan. But we never advanced that. So.
No, I stick by what I say. I do want your dad to retire at retirement age, roughly, if it's still around 65. And I want to go back, definitely. I mean, there is... the pros and cons to that is, for me, it would be the medical side to it. Here, although we have to pay for medical insurance, we have a good deal and we get well looked after on that deal. When we go back to the UK, health-wise, as you get older, you're going to have more problems and NHS isn't the greatest. So that's the, for me,
yeah,
would be the
when
downside.
When I'm not working, I don't get the same medical insurance.
That would be the downside going back. But for me, I still stand by, we go back when you retire. I'm hoping he retires next year.
Let me just give you a little bit of breaking news.
No.
That's not going to happen.
But what are the plans? Like, where would you be looking at moving to? You mentioned earlier, like, somewhere with a big...
Shell Island. We'd go and live in Harlech.
I'm quite happy. I don't think we'd...
Don't want to move on and live on a canal boat?
I could do that too.
If I had a choice between here and a canal boat, I would probably pick the canal boat.
Because of where the location...
Get in.
You've got it on record now.
It's not something I would be looking forward to, but if I had to choose regarding retirement, I would, if it means I could be near you. Or...
my plan is coming to fruition. I will get that canal boat.
What is it about canal boats? That you...
so, but if he annoys me, I just push him over.
Push him overboard.
And we looking yeah, they're looking for a new John.
Oh yeah, he's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Fizgog.
Yeah. Fizgog, yeah. Poor lad. Tough for your goods. I don't like tough for your goods.
Okay.
Anyway, because as we get older, at the end of the day, one of you's got to wipe our bums, and mummy can't do it. And
you know, and my hand won't reach.
We'll train Ted.
Yeah, well, you know, he Ted's is nearly
been,
eight.
Ted's been really good today.
Yeah.
He hasn't said a word. No, I haven't, have I?
That's the voice of Ted, everybody. Let's finish with what is now and forever shall be known as the Crossy Quickfire Round.
Let's go for it.
What are you for?
I'm going to go and put some shots in the shot glass while we start the Crossy Quickfire Round.
You can't do that.
Well, I put drinks in the freezer to start with. So
okay.
We can continue. I'll be here.
It's fine.
We can talk about him while he's not here.
You have to rank the three dogs that you've owned.
That's cruel!
Ted, Ben and Copper.
Ted, Ben and Copper. I can't rank that. Small, medium, large. There you go. I rank them small, medium, large.
That's a really cruel question, actually.
Yeah, very cruel.
I missed it. What was it?
Yeah, you've got to rank the three dogs, Ted, Ben and Copper.
So I said small, medium and large.
Yeah. It's easier to rank the children.
Yeah. Yeah, Rebecca's the best, seeing she hasn't had a shout out. Oh, joking. Love you all. There you go.
Where would you move back to then? You mentioned North Wales.
When Dad mentioned Harlech, it'd be up there.
Okay.
That would be by Shell Island.
What have you brought out now?
It's a fireball. Can't open the bloody thing.
He's a good barman as well.
Right on cue. He's a good barman. Shit, I can't open it.
He put, you know, when you asked me what, you know, what still attracts me to him,
oh, yeah.
He can pour me a great Malibu with a splash of Diet Coke.
I was going to do a Mr. and Mrs. thing where I was going to ask, what's the other's drink of choice? And then we'll see what people see what you said. But
we can do that.
Go
over
with you now.
Knew he'd mess it up. Not really.
It's fine.
So, okay, you rank your mum and dad then? We compliment you. Your dad's the funny one and the sensible one.
You're just as funny and as sensible as one another. Well, funny at least, anyway.
Why has he gone outside?
Has he? He's gone to the garage.
He went to get pliers to open the bottle. Did you get pliers to open that bottle?
Yes, I did. I got a
see that's
gland pliers, also known as, I can't remember what they call them here, but I call them gland pliers. You know what, the shag all left in this bottle. These are going to be the world's smallest shots.
That's okay.
You need to just tip it
over. There you go. Let's get a fresh one.
I haven't got one. So, this drink is famous from the zoo bar. I can get it most places these days.
What, Fireball?
Yeah.
That's where we first experienced it.
You can sing the song if you
want. I'm not going to. Someone's birthday. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Damage. Oh, yeah. Bang.
How was your fireball, Jack?
Cinnamony.
There you go, cinnamon whiskey.
I like the mini beers better.
I prefer the mini beers too.
Mm-hmm. This one's got a burn. An afterburn, yeah.
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
Okay. Are you ready for the Crossy Quickfire?
Okay, Crossy Quickfire.
Okay. What's your favourite song?
That's a great question.
Can I look up a playlist?
Right now, my favourite song is Barbara O'Reilly by The Who.
Okay, why?
It just is. I played it the other day and it reminded me of, I like it, so.
I don't know it. Can you sing it, please?
No. Can you sing the theme tune? Can I sing the theme tune? You don't know that reference.
I do. It's just very outdated now.
Okay.
Because Little Britain, if you look back on it, probably shouldn't have aired.
I totally disagree. Have you ever seen Little Britain USA?
No.
Oh my God, we'll have to watch that after. It's the shittest pile of shit you've ever seen compared to the proper one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's some good stuff on it, but there's some really bad stuff on it.
Okay. What about you, Mum?
I haven't got a favourite song. Okay.
You must have a favourite song.
It's The Law.
Can I think about it?
Okay.
No, I don't know. I like a lot of the 80s stuff.
What's your karaoke song of choice?
Mine would be Squeezebox by The Who. Only with me doing it.
Okay.
Because that wouldn't be karaoke if I didn't do it, would it?
I technically don't sing unless I'm really, really drunk, and then I might join in.
What would you join in on if it was playing?
But I have the tambourine.
Oh, you're percussion, aren't you?
I'm percussion, yeah. Mm. And, yeah.
Forever supporting me, Dad, always.
Yeah. But you did do your own singing. I've got you on video singing karaoke.
What was it?
Can't remember. It was me phone. You could always hold it up to the microphone and play it.
I'm a bit worried now. I tend to join in and do drunk singing.
Okay.
But my tambourine, I'm the tambourine. And we all know what it's called. I'm not allowed to say it, though.
There you are.
No.
Why not?
It's me fucking tambourine is what it's called.
To give it its full title.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Kimberly's Wedding.
Yeah, just retell it for everyone.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we need to talk a little bit about Rebecca, because we talked a bit about Kimberly.
Oh, yeah. Rebecca at Kimberly's Wedding, doing This Is Love, do-do-do-do-do, in other words. But she insisted on doing that.
She was going to. She insisted she was going to perform this song at Kimberly's wedding for her and Rich as a gift. And then she kind of bottled it beforehand, and then she got absolutely hammered drinking gin and anything else alcohol, and decided.
I wonder where she gets that from.
No idea.
So she said she wasn't going to sing it, but she was going to ask the band if they would play it, because they were also doing the DJ set as well. And it turned out they put it on and they threw the microphone at her and she had to sing it.
Yeah. And there was a tambourine flying around at some point.
Was this before or after that Kim had dislocated her knee?
Before. It was before.
What a wedding that was.
She sang before. It was a good wedding, yeah.
And yeah. So she ended up. It got to a bit with a do, 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 do type thing.
But she also made me get on the stage with her.
Of course.
Well.
And she wanted, there was a tambourine flying around and she wanted to use a tambourine to accompany the do, 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 do bit. And she couldn't find the tambourine. So the top of her voice with the microphone in the palm house in Sefton Park. She went, "Where's me fucking tambourine?" So it became known as the fucking tambourine after that.
I think that might be my favourite song.
And your karaoke one of choice.
No, I do. I like Police, Every Breath You Take.
Oh, there you go.
That's one of my favourite songs.
Saw them.
Bit of the best concert we went to, though, was Rick Astley. We do like
it. I was going to ask you, what's the best gig you've been to? So you're saying Rick Astley.
Well, yeah.
I've got to say Death by Umabunga.
Oh, yeah. They were good. They were
supporting Stiff Little Fingers, Doom Tune here in Detroit. They They are the greatest Norwegian rock and roll band in the world.
You heard it here first. Can't think of anything now. I'm rubbish at this quick fire.
Quick fire, or we'll do some quick fire.
What's your favourite colour?
What's your favourite colour, blue? What's your Sheila's name?
Favourite colour?
Blue, just said.
All right, I didn't know you were taking the piss. I have three favourite colours. Is that allowed?
Yeah, all right.
Are they in order, or are they just random?
Well, are they ranked?
No. Blue.
Oh, see.
Navy blue.
Gotta be navy blue.
Black or purple.
Black's not a colour. It's a shade.
Okay, so I like two shades. Then. Two. I have two favourite colours.
Okay. Why blue and purple? Or navy and purple?
Because they go like a burgundy. Mm. Because I just like it.
There you go.
What about you? What's your favorite? Why is your favorite color blue?
What's your favorite color blue?
Burgundy reminds me of my favorite season.
What's your favorite season?
Autumn.
Okay.
Fall, if you live here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, just don't fall too there. Hard. Might hurt yourself.
See what you did there, crossing borders and everything there. See that? Why is blue your favorite color? But Chester playing blue. Mm-hmm. So that's good. And it's better than red. There you go.
Yeah, he doesn't look good in red.
Favorite?
Didn't say that.
I was going to say, what's your favourite season then?
Right now, the summer.
Okay. Yeah. Why?
Because it's roasting, and I can use my barbecue every day, and eat lots of meat.
If you had to give up one thing. Would you rather give up your Saab?
Which one?
Your Saabs.
Okay.
Plural. Or your barbecue, if you had to give up one.
Probably.
Why don't you just turn the Saab into a barbecue?
A Saabecue?
Very good. Yeah, you could have a Saabecue. Or a barber Saab.
Not a barber popper.
No, not a barber popper.
Good question.
That's a great question.
What would you wish he gives up?
Alcohol.
Says the woman who came to Kansas City for 2 weeks and made me stay up till fucking 2 o'clock in the morning and get up at 5 in the morning and go to work every day while she was on holiday.
And I didn't roll around on the floor.
I've got pictures of you. Hotel corridors, blotto. So yeah, okay. I couldn't give up either of them.
Oh. Fine.
Okay. It's too hard to choose.
What could I give up?
Yeah. What would you write? What would, I'm trying to think of two things that I could. Ted. Or me.
Where's Ted?
He sat down there. Not bothered.
Yeah. You alright, mate? Yeah, well, I'm done, yeah. Okay.
I could give up driving here.
Yeah.
Quite easily.
That's all you had. Driving me.
I could give up handbag shopping for a month. Yeah, if I had to give up something, it'd be driving.
Oh, okay.
Why would you give up driving? Because you don't like driving here.
I don't like driving here. I think people drive like idiots here.
I've never been interested in driving here, even if it was offered to me.
When Rebecca came and stole the car and drove around the neighbourhood. When Rebecca first came,
she just said, "I'm going to get someone out of your car. Where's your keys?" Next minute, I hear her trying to reverse an automatic, which she'd never driven before. Or if she had, she did it badly.
She'd never driven an automatic before, and she took your mum's Saab and reversed it down the path, and then drove it round the block.
Yeah,
but she had both feet on the pedals, so she had a left foot on the brake and a right foot on the accelerator and couldn't work out why it wouldn't go smoothly.
I did that though. I did that once though, trying to take you to school years ago in Cavendish Gardens. Dad had to take the car into the garage and they gave you a loan car and they gave you a Colton automatic.
Oh, was that like a green estate thing?
Yeah, and I was trying to get out the drive, and I did something a bit similar, but by the time I got to the end of the road, I realised what I was doing.
Well, Rebecca rode it like a frigging bucking bronco all the way around the neighbourhood. Yes, she did. You weren't even there. I know you were, but you didn't see.
I think with Ted Barker, that's a nice thing to close on, so that's fine. So, thank you very much for having me, because, well, I wouldn't be able to do this if I weren't here. So,
no. Ted, come here. Come and say goodbye. Come on, then. Nobby.
Not bothered, is he?
Face bothered, bothered face.
Mm. Wants a belly rub. Oh, he's coming.
Here he comes. Tell us what you think. Not a fan of Brexit, if I'm honest. You're not? Why is that? Well, I think the Europeans are all right.
Do you?
Well, most of them. Don't like the Italians, though. Don't trust them.
The dirty eye towels.
Yeah. And the French don't use a lot of soap. But apart from that, they're all okay.
Good lad.
What about
your
the
inclusiveness.
Welsh?
I'm Welsh. Love the Welsh.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say? Want to say a few words for the folks back home?
Help, I'm being held captive.
I want some mini beer.
There you go. Anything else to say? No?
No.
We're building you up for a big woof and you never did a thing. Oh well, off you get then. Okay.
Say bye then, Ted.
See you then. There you go.
Alright, you can go now. But yes, thank you very much for coming on and sitting down and having a good laugh with me. It's been really fun. Thank you very much. I love you both.
Ciao for now. We love you too.
And remember, don't be a stranger.
No, we won't.